WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC News. An investigation underway into engines on 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles that can fail.
Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, the Honda Odyssey and Acura TLS, also Honda's Ridgeline, all various years between 2016 and 2020. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration looking into complaints that the engines can fail. The rods that link the pistons to the crankshaft are the problem. So far, 173 owners have reported issues. There's only been one crash with no injuries, no recall notice yet.
ABC Sherry Preston. President Biden took part in his final Veterans Day ceremony as president, laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. He announced an expansion of the number of cancers covered by the PACT Act that helps veterans exposed to toxins while in uniform.
God willing, we will make sure that any rare condition you've developed is covered. We're committed to getting this rule in place by the end of my term.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. Why do you say that?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. Currently 35 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, we welcome Carrie Josephson and Abby Sutherland from The Walk to End Alzheimer's. And Shannon Simon swings by to let us know about the Cedar Crest Flavor Contest. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Cory Booker came out with a statement that I think echoes my sentiments really well. And I just want to share it with you. It's kind of a little moment of inspiration here from the senator from New Jersey, as I recall. Here he is.
Like many of you in this moment, I have felt shock, hurt, anger, fear, pain. And I've done my share of introspection. It's hard now, and there are tough times ahead. Things are not okay. We should feel grief, but never despair. We should be angry. This is a defeat, but we are not defeated. Take instruction and inspiration from those who came before us, our ancestors, in our nation's long history, what they had to take on, the setbacks they faced, and how, despite tragedy, wretched oppression, unimaginable loss and grief, they kept working to overcome. Our ancestors' legacy to us is a master's class in invincible spirit, to never giving up. I don't know for sure what's gonna happen. We have to be ready, though, to stand up and do the work. I know we may lose some of the fights ahead, but if we fight, we will win. Let's be hope, not look for it. And let's start now. Like many of you.
There you go. I mean, it's just absolutely brilliant. God bless him. Cory Booker is just really and truly one of the good guys out there, you know? All right, staffers over at the Right Wing Heritage Foundation are gloating over Project 2025 and you know, prospects for the Donald Trump presidency. One former employee says, now Heritage isn't going to be scapegoated anymore. You know, because his Trump had been saying, oh, we're not, Project, I don't know, Project, who's that? One of the sources said that the Heritage group chats have now been gleeful about how, quote, conservatives tricked the libs into believing Project 2025 wasn't real. This strategist close to the campaign says, frankly, Trump doesn't have to worry about winning a second term, so he's going to go effing balls to the wall. He wants to make S-word happen. He's like, F yeah, I know what I'm doing. Eat crap and die, all of you. I cleaned it up a little bit there. But basically, this is the position that the conservatives over at the Heritage Foundation are taking is, you know, hey, we won. We won big. Our billionaires, you know, brought it home. You know, we knocked out those damn liberals, and we are going to turn America into a right-wing paradise. Now, the question is, you know, are they going to be able to pull this off? Trump is now asking the Senate. There's this battle for Senate leadership right now. You know, John Thune, John Cornyn, Rick Scott. Rick Scott is the only one who's, a full-on Trump humper. John Cornyn and John Thune have been kind of keeping their distance from Trump, although they haven't, you know, disavowed him. Actually, both of them did back on January 6th, but since then they've kind of come back into the camp. But Trump just reached out and said, okay, senators, as you're considering your debate over who's going to run the Senate, here's my criteria. You have to be willing to put the Senate into recess. Now, the Senate hasn't gone into recess in 20 some odd years. But once it does, even for a day, Trump can run through a bunch of recess appointments and have his cabinet without having any Senate hearings, without having any Senate approval. Now, they're theoretically temporary, but Trump thinks he's got a way around that, too. And I'll be telling you, you know, more detail about that tomorrow. But the bottom line is that the battle has begun. They are looking for ways around the Constitution, around the House and Senate rules, to do things that are contradictory to basically the system that the founders envisioned of checks and balances. How do we get this is the number one major imperative right now of the neo-fascists within the Trump administration, the people who do not respect the Constitution, who do not respect the rule of law in the United States, who only want and respect power and vengeance. And they're moving ahead fast. I mean, we're not even a week out from the election. And unlike 8 years ago, when Trump was just bumbling his way into the White House, he's not bumbling anymore. He knows where the levers of power are. He knows where the bodies are buried. He knows who the billionaires are he can rely on and who are the ones who are a little flaky. We now have Jeff Bezos bowing down and kissing Trump's ass. We now have Zuckerberg bowing down and kissing Trump's ass publicly in both cases. Elon Musk, there's actually a criminal charge against Elon Musk for the way that he was manipulating stock and his companies and things. I don't recall all the details, but there were criminal charges being drafted. All of that stuff is probably going to go away. Those would have been federal charges. And Musk, of course, if he can get any kind of an official job in the White House, there's this law that was passed back, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, that says that if you leave your $1 million a year job in business to work for $100,000 a year in the White House, you can sell your stock and not have to pay taxes on the capital gains. So, you know, Musk could sell, you know, $10, $20, $30, $50 billion worth of stock. And you can bet Trump is out here going, I'm not going to sell any Truth Social stock. Well, he won't until he becomes president. And then it's Katie bar the door, because he's got billions of dollars worth of Truth Social stock. And he's going to sell that and not have to pay a penny in taxes on it. And that's why he's speaking so loudly right now, saying, I'm not going to sell my stock. You know, keep that stock price up. I'm going to hang on. And what the suckers who are buying DJT don't realize is that on January 21st, Donald, in all probability, is going to do a massive dump. And we'll see. I'm not the only one saying this, and I'm not the only one who knows how to watch the stock market. But, you know, we'll see. It's going to get real interesting here. It's going to get real interesting as time goes on. Let's pick up some phone calls here. Michael in the Bronx, or Bronx, New York, I guess it's called nowadays. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yep, exactly. Hi, Tom. First off, let me start by saying a very happy Veterans Day to all veterans. Mm-hmm. That includes my late uncle, rest his soul, two of my cousins, one of whom served in the Army, other Coast Guards, and my father, who served in the Army. He's still alive. Just turned 80 a couple of months ago.
God bless him. And my father and my grandfather.
Oh, God bless them, too. And a very happy anniversary to you and Louise.
Thank you.
Can't forget you, too. Can't forget you, too. Now, let me start off by saying, you're the first person I'm speaking to, Tom, since the election, because for the past week, I was so enraged as to what the hell happened. And I got to say, from the bottom of my heart, I really believe this election was actually hijacked or stolen. Something went on with the computer data. I can never forget your brilliant presentation and evidence presenting of Karl Rove stealing the election one time in 2004 and then trying again in 2012, but Anonymous put a stop to that. Otherwise, Karl Rove would have screwed Barack Obama out of the reelection.
Yeah.
So when I saw how the numbers were with Harris leading in these battleground states, then all of a sudden, when they checked the states, the counts again, all of a sudden now Trump jumped into the lead and then was quickly declared the winner of each and every battleground state, just like in 2016. Let me tell you, it doesn't make sense. And it does. Another reason why it doesn't make sense is because the people voted Trump out in 2020 with more than a good enough reasons.
Yeah.
That was before.
No, I get that, Michael. But here's the thing. First of all, we don't use the same kind of computer systems that are so easily manipulated as they were in 2004 that, you know, Blackwell could, you know, reroute all of Ohio's information through Tennessee and all that kind of stuff. Number one. And number two, all the polls were telling us that this was going to be the result. So, you know, we shouldn't be surprised that the polls were right this time.
But if I make...
I'm going to be discussing this, by the way, at greater length with Dean Obidala when he comes on at the top of the next hour.
But mark my words, that it doesn't make sense to vote the guy out with more than enough reason, and then you're going to vote him back in?
Well, the same thing happened in the 1880s with Grover Cleveland. Grover Cleveland served one term, he got replaced, and then he came back. You know, I'm willing to believe that Donald Trump actually got elected. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that several million Democratic votes were suppressed, particularly in Texas, Georgia, and Florida. But nonetheless, I think Donald Trump got elected. Michael, thank you for the call.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with your calls. Stay with us.
Of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live. Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy go nuts for this food. I've never seen anything like it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
They know it's right. You call me liberal. I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward. Don't you back down.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. On this topic of, is the world moving away from neoliberalism? If anybody else said that other than you, I would suspect happy talk, okay? And nobody, because you've been fleshing this complex issue out for years, and it is deeply complex with many, many shades of neoliberalism and neoconservatism with people switching back and forth. It's like atheism versus religion. Mm-hmm. But anyways, my point is this. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I tend to agree with you, Tom, but I don't think it's going to happen without a great calamity, because things are set in. Like, for instance, a big time event sequence, you know, using military terminology, or like a watershed event, I think was the the integrity staffing versus busk decision. Mm-hmm. And I've got nothing against Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I believe we should be lionizing her, but now we're mythologizing her. And again, this is part of the neoliberalism, I think. Look, it was unanimous, and that decision said employers are not responsible to compensate workers for standing in security lines or going back and forth to work, commutes. Also, there was this big decision where they decided that that OSHA cannot mandate masks and vaccines in the workplace.
Right.
What this all boils down to is workers. To make a worker whole, to solve a worker's problem, that is being handled in the marketplace. All right, the thought line is, workers get made whole in the marketplace. The legal framework is only to make shareholders and stockholders and stakeholders.
No, I get it. Can you summarize your point, Dave, in one sentence?
Yes, I can. I don't think it's going to happen with Vladimir Putin is the last person in the room with Donald Trump. And Vladimir Putin is not an American.
Yeah.
And I don't think this neoliberalism is going to happen without a serious calamity. Say you,
okay.
I guess?
I get it. Yeah, I think that we are having a serious calamity. I think it's a political one, but I don't disagree with you. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Ramon in Loveville, Maryland. Hey, Ramon, what's up?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
But my comment is Trump never divested from his real estate, and they're getting ready to have our second March of Tears of 22 million Hispanics, and I think we're about to see the largest property grab in modern history. They're just going to take 22 million houses, because some of these people have been here for decades, and they own houses and businesses, and we're going to see the largest property and small business grab in U.S. history.
That's a possibility. That's a real possibility.
My
niece had married a man who was from Mexico, who was here, and he was undocumented, and he had started a little restaurant. Which is how she met him, in fact. And he got deported, and she moved to Mexico with him. Bernie Sanders tried to intervene, but ICE was just not having it. And, I never knew what happened to his house or his business, but I can guarantee you some good American citizen picked him up.
I think the Democrats need to pass some laws, because even foreigners are allowed to own property in the United States.
Yeah.
So they need to pass some laws to protect those property rights and make these guys buy the property rather than auction it off to their friends.
Yeah, there you go. Ramon, thank you. That's a thought-provoking call. I appreciate it. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the murders in 2017 of eighth graders Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds overnight, gusty northeast winds, lower to middle 30s by daybreak. On Tuesday, quite a bit of sunshine developing with highs in the upper 40s, a southeast wind by the afternoon. More clouds Tuesday night. Wednesday, chances of rain. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
After taking Superbarine, I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it next to the bed where I can see it in the morning, take it with my coffee. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health. We use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code TOM to get 15% off. Check it out.
As old as time, the rich get the fill, while the hard times roll and folks paying the bill. They'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean, but in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Oh, they play that game while we take the fall. When the market's crashing, they're having a ball. They'll make a fortune when the stocks run dry. For them, it's by low, for us, it's goodbye.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Well, Tom, bear with me on this. Last Wednesday, I just almost gave up. I had a good friend over to have supper, and she was saying, Thomas, after all you've been through, all the sacrifices you've made, you know, to your property and your health, you know, from getting your dog killed to burning down your shop and, you know, the constant harassment from these idiots around here. She goes, sell your property, buy a condo down on the beach, buy you a new Harley. And I thought, well, I'm not built like that, but it kind of makes sense. She goes, you're not going to live forever. Anyway, long story short, no sooner than we talked about this than these yahoos are out in front of my gate in a pickup truck with big Trump flags, shooting guns, all of them had Trump masks on, just, you know, drilling it harder into me. Man, like I said, I almost gave up. And Sunday I had some people over for barbecue and stuff, not the regular beer and barbecue crowd, but some good friends. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them, I said, you know, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And a couple of them were the people that used to come to the barbecue that were Republicans that actually kind of woke up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 'cause one of them said, you know, like an alcoholic, we had a moment of clarity.
Yeah.
You know, about what Trump and GOP is about. And they said, you know, don't give up. You know, we was hoping you'd run for some kind of office around here. I said, nah, not with my record, you know, not with my background. Too many skeletons in the closet. You know,
if a guy who's been convicted of rape and fraud can run for president and win, you could run for something. I mean, you know, I can't imagine any kind of skeleton in your closet short of, you know.
No rape, no felonies.
Yeah, there you go.
Just, you know, being a crazy guy and come back out of the war, I wasn't too together in my mind, but it got better.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, you know, they brought the hope back in me and, you know, don't give up, you know, and the same thing with all the people now, you know, don't give up. You know, they told me, said, you were a warrior. You're still a warrior. Don't stop.
Yeah.
Because you end up going down to buy you a condo on the beach, buy you a Harley, and you might live a year. You need to fight.
Yeah.
And we do too, all the people that were, you know, decimated by this Trump victory. Yeah, yeah. We're not going to give up.
No, I'm going nowhere. I'm right here.
Right. Right. Thank God for you and the other people that, you know, believe in what we're doing, because what we're doing is right. You know, maybe some of these morons will wake up eventually when they turn out they lose their Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. Maybe they'll wake up. Hopefully it's not too late.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Tom, I'm glad to hear that you're still with us.
Yeah, I'm not going to quit.
Okay. Well, good on you.
Too easy. I'm not a quitter.
Are your knees all healed up now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good. My heart's still pumping pretty good, so it's all good.
There you go. Tom, always nice to hear from you. Thanks for the shout-out. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good talking with you. Yep. Pearson in Lamarck, Texas. Hey, Pearson, what's on your mind today?
Oh, man, it's a roller coaster, an emotional roller coaster, my friend.
Yeah.
You call her, dude. Just
welcome to the
Tom.
Club.
Yeah, the guy, the caller who just got off before me, Tom. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him. And he sounds like a conservative who knows better. And his neighbors who show up in a pickup truck wearing Trump masks and blazing their guns in celebration. That's an example of sore winners.
The guy who just called is a progressive. And he used to invite people over to his house for beer and barbecue to discuss politics to try to, you know, wake him up. And a few of them did. But eventually three guys came over and shot his dog and burned down his shed, which was his shop.
Yeah.
Had a whole lot of valuable equipment in it. But several of those guys are in prison now. I mean, he prosecuted them.
Good for him. I knew about the shed, but I didn't know they shot his dog.
Yeah.
These people are vile. You know, they are vile, sore winners.
Yeah.
Sore winners and sore losers. But the reason I called you is because practically every day, I know I can't be the only one thinking about this, but I hear in the media, in both the legacy media and our media, about how Jack Smith is winding down. I'm tired of hearing about that. I want to hear about what prosecutors that we still have working are planning to do their job to prosecute Donald Trump's family members and his criminal associates. They're not the president. They're in the White House.
Yeah, well, if they go after his family members, he'll simply fire them. He controls the federal government, or at least will in about 70 days. The sad thing is that the Department of Justice has this, the Office of Legal Counsel, the OLC, inside the Department of Justice. During the Nixon years, this was John Mitchell's Department of Justice, wrote a memo saying that we can't prosecute Richard Nixon because he's a sitting president, and he's got to do all this important stuff, so we just can't distract him. He can't be distracted by defending himself in a criminal trial. When Bill Clinton was being investigated around Monica Lewinsky and everything else, he had his Office of Legal Counsel revisit that and double down on it. And so it's now official Department of Justice policy that presidents can't be prosecuted while they're in office. And, you know, frankly, if Donald Trump lives another 4 years, I'll be astonished, given, you know, his diet and his general health. So, get ready for the J.D. Vance presidency. But all the prosecutions of Trump and any possible prosecution of his family members, and I think Jared should be right up there at the top of that list, they're just not going to happen in the next 4 years, Pearson, sadly.
I think in closing, Tom, we need to remind Donald Trump and his MAGA Republicans there in Washington, D.C., that they do not have a mandate. They want you to think they do.
Yep.
Because of 14 less million votes for Kamala Harris. No, that's anger on our side. That's not a vote.
All the votes haven't been counted. They're still counting votes in Arizona and California right now. They're down to about a 7 million vote spread, and we don't yet know who's going to have won the majority of the vote. I continue to believe it'll be Kamala Harris, but we'll see. There aren't missing votes yet. That's something that that's a conversation we can have in a week or two. But, you know, right now, I think we need to be planning for, number one, how the Democratic Party can get its mojo back together. And I'm going to be talking about that after Dean Obidala is on in the next hour. And number two, how to harden ourselves, how to prepare for, you know, the coming fascist onslaught.
The before I hang up, they need to simply follow the directives from people like me and Cenk Uygur and Ralph Nader. That's what they need to do. And Donald, you have no mandate. Zero mandate. Bye, Biden.
Well, I agree that Donald doesn't have a mandate. I mean, 153,000, if 155,000 people in three states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, out of roughly 20 million votes cast in those three states, if 155,000 people had voted for Harris instead of Trump, we would all be talking about Kamala Harris taking the White House, because she would. So, yeah, it is. I'm not willing to say that he has a mandate. Pearson, thank you for the call. Pierce in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Pierce, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Hello, Tom. Yes, I wanted to suggest a possible remedy to this situation. You know, the evil billionaires there, what they care about is money.
Sure.
That's their biggest thing.
Which is why
what if you and all the other democratic, sensible news platforms would start to institute a national embargo on buying all consumer goods, gas, food, consumer goods, et cetera, et cetera. And if all the other, you know, sensible news outlets would be united, the billionaires could suddenly start losing massive amounts of money. Now, that is all they care about, of course. This would have to be a Herculean effort, really, there, and it would have to be nationwide. But I think that maybe if we all, join hands here, it may be a possible remedy for us.
Well, number one, because union density is so small in the United States, typically these national strikes, whether they're not going to work or not buying goods, are coordinated by unions. And most of Europe is 70, 80, 90% unions. Here we're 10 or 11% unions. So we don't have a national infrastructure to do that outside of the media, which you mentioned, Pierce. And the problem there is that virtually all of our media is owned by billionaires or by massive corporations that themselves produce billionaires and are very, very conservative. So I can promise you that is not going to happen. As much as I agree with you and would love to see it happen, it's not going to happen. We just don't have the infrastructure for it. And that was Reagan's great accomplishment. He gutted the unions, and in doing so, he shut down the progressive, ability to organize.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. 30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe. Guess what? It's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a red flag for you. But big dog food companies know that, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy go nuts for this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
A world divided, it seems.
Before the hour, picking up your calls here, Diane in Delaware City, Delaware. Hey, Diane, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You identified a pattern a while back where Republicans get in for 4 years, they set things up exactly as they want, and then the Democrats come in and have to clean everything up. All the while, the right-wing media and politicians are blaming the Democrats for causing what they set up, and by the time we clean it up, the Republicans are taking credit for it. So my question,
Let me just add something to that before you get to your question, okay. Diane. Every Republican president since Richard Nixon has had a major recession during their presidency. Every single one.
Right.
And all of them followed their tinkering with the tax code. Every Democratic president since Jimmy Carter has not had a major recession. Now, Carter inherited a recession, but it was largely dealt with by the time he left office. But not one single Democrat since Richard Nixon has had a recession during their presidency. That should tell you
something. It does. So my question is, and I can't believe I'm even saying this, could it possibly be true that our only hope is to allow the Republicans to govern until people can see for themselves what's been done to them? I mean, is that possible?
I think there's a very real possibility that that's what it's going to take. that Donald Trump is going to screw things up so badly, just like he did last time. I mean, last time he screwed things up so badly, 250,000 Americans died unnecessarily. We had the biggest stock market crash since October of 1929. We had the highest unemployment since the Great Depression. That's what Donald Trump brought us last time. Now, you can say, oh, yeah, the pandemic did a lot of that. Yeah, the pandemic did some of it, but the pandemic wasn't, you know, the pandemic wasn't the reason why, setting aside Peru, where the president of Peru claimed that COVID wasn't even a thing, and forced people to go back to work, setting aside Peru, we had the worst death rate from COVID of any country in the world, and not just developed countries, including all the impoverished countries. We had the worst death rate. Because Donald Trump just pushed people back to work because he didn't want to have a bad economy going into the election because he knows that you know, if you run for office during a recession, you lose. And the way that they jigged it this time, you know, reconfigured it, was they convinced Americans that we're in a recession even though we're not. It turns out you don't even have to have a recession. You just have to have people believe you're in a recession. 74% of Republicans believe we're in a recession right now, when we actually have the best economy we've had since 1965. I mean, and why do they believe that? Because Rupert Murdoch's family is perfectly willing to have their multi-billion-dollar media machine, including Fox News, The New York Post, The Wall Street Journal, lie to the American populace over and over and over again. And Trump says those same lies, and the mainstream media, The Washington Post, The New York Times, The LA Times, will not stand up to those lies, will not call out those lies. And so, sure, you get enough people believing you're in a recession, they're going to vote for the other party. It always happens that way. Diane, I got to run, but I think you're right, is he's going to screw it up and he's going to lose in 4 years, hopefully. And hopefully he hasn't, done away with our form of government by then. I'm very concerned about that. But Diane, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Dave in Martins Ferry, Ohio. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I spoke to you last week. You asked me to keep thinking, and actually the woman just spoke to her. She kind of took my idea. My thing is, at this point, let's just let the Republicans, like the old saying goes, give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
Yeah.
And there's no question in my mind that they'll do that.
Well, if they get the House, for sure.
Yes. And
it looks like they're going to.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I mentioned last week, let's try to get a let's try to destroy Trump's economy by boycotting it. You can't do that. Let's just lay back. Don't do anything. Let the Republicans do whatever they want, and we'll try to make as good as we can for the next 2 years. But
especially
in
blue states.
We can totally retake the House and Senate in 2 years.
I think so.
If everything he wants to do is done in the next 2 years now, and that's the only thing I can come up with.
I agree with you, Dave. I mean, the Senate might be a little more difficult because the red state senators, the Republicans in the Senate, only represent 30% of Americans, whereas the blue state senators represent 70% of Americans, roughly. It's actually a little worse than that. I think it's 29 and 71%. But, I fully expect, you know, assuming that we continue to have elections, and I think we will, I am not... my hair is not yet on fire. I'm very concerned, and I think millions of people are going to be badly hurt by this administration, particularly people that I really mourn for. The people I'm really worried about are the Dreamers, because they signed up with the federal government. The federal government knows where they all are. These are people who were brought here as children, and they're not yet U.S. citizens. Now they're adults. I mean, they've graduated college. They're working as doctors and lawyers. And Trump has said that he's going to go after them, too. He's got this Tom Holman guy, the guy who was in charge of tearing mothers from their children. Anyhow, Dave, I got to run. We'll be back on the other side of the show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons & Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.